Hello, this is Brian1980 welcoming you to episode 8 of Let's Play Eric the Cleric. Last episode we fought our way through the Molten Lava Fortress, collected 15 Sky Crystals and earned the Energy Blast ability, and we unlocked a Power Cube door, and we collected a heart, which usually suggests that there's a boss coming up, so let's just head north and see what happens.
Eric, what's wrong?
I don't know. I feel like somehow I've been here before.
Well, isn't it said that you do not remember your childhood? I mean, you were found at the river in the Sky Kingdom. Maybe. You've been here?
No, I remember a place like this. Must be deja vu.
Well, if it isn't Eric the Cleric and his much-needed memory bot, this is indeed a pleasure. I must say you haven't grown much since I last saw you. I'm afraid you do not remember me, but even that silly old man wouldn't tell you the truth, so I'm afraid it's up to me. You may think of me as simply a thief, but unfortunately, life is rarely so simple. You see, I did not need the hammer or the chisel only for you to come into contact with them. I now possess the hand, and the only way to defeat me is by using it. But when you have inherited all three, nothing can stop your power. Now, let us finish what we started all those years ago.
Okay, I'm a little lost. I might be a memory unit, but I don't remember this creep.
Neither do I, but we should take him down before he causes any more trouble.
When you say we should take him down, I take it you mean you.
Okay, so we have a boss fight. Now this is where you need the shield ability. Yeah, he'll throw
metal wall.
He'll throw fireballs at you, and you have to block him with your shield. And you definitely need to do that because they hurt. They'll take like 2 hearts off your health meter.
There's lava filling up the room. Climb the ladders.
Now this part's hard because you have to climb the ladder, but you don't want to try to approach him because he's surrounded himself with lava. So what you do is you climb the ladder and you use the energy blast ability, and then he will knock you down back to the center of the, or to the bottom level of the room. And there's actually 2 ladders. You can either go left or right.
Metal wall.
And if one of those fireballs hit you, it'll knock you back to the center of the room, too. And don't...
There's lava filling up the room. Climb the ladders.
And don't try to climb the ladders before Scout warns you, because there'll be spikes. I'm gonna hit him once more. You could actually hit him 3 or 4 times with the energy bolt, but, I'm kind of trying to prolong this fight. Just because the music is kind of cool, even though it's not, you know, an up-tempo boss battle theme. But yeah, if you try to approach him once you climb the ladders, you'll die because he's surrounded himself with lava.
There's lava filling up the room. Climb the ladders. Metal wall.
Yeah, and then once you hit him 4 times with the energy bolt, his attack pattern will change a little bit. He'll still, he'll still throw the fireballs at you, like he is now, and then he'll still fill up the bottom of the room with lava, but, when you climb up to the top, he won't surround himself with lava.
Climb the ladders.
So you can actually approach him. You have to hit him with the... You can hit him with either a regular attack or a ground smash.
This is not the end. Only the beginning. Your powers have returned to you, and you shall take your place. And I shall return to claim that which is rightfully mine.
Where did he go? He just vanished. Is that normal for guys who are near death in lava-covered fortresses?
Come on, Scout. Let's go home. We can have the emblem pieces guarded more carefully in case this stranger returns.
What a day. I need a vacation. But if you plan on going sledding or surfing, remember to use a real board. Receive the Hand of Terra Sage.
Now, this is one area where there's a pretty serious bug. You can target the final boss. Once you get him down to where he's not surrounding himself with lava, after you hit him with 4 energy bolts, and then you climb up the ladder for the 5th time, you can hit him with either the ground smash or a regular attack. The problem is if you use a regular attack, you won't get the next part of the ending. So let's press enter, and hopefully we... Yes, we did. Cool.
Eric, I am glad you are back safely. We are going to make our security stronger. I am happy to appoint you with the rank of Cleric Warrior. You are no longer an apprentice.
Wow. Thanks, Chief. I don't know what to say. But who was that sinister enemy? And why did he say he knew me before? And what are these strange powers he claims I possess?
I am not entirely sure, but I promise you we will find out together.
Voice cast. Eric, Fisherman, Sea Captain, and Car Captain, voiced by Brian Peterson. The Chief, Darrenicus, Lieutenant, and Male Villager, voiced by Dark. Chef, voiced by Umbro. Ellie, voiced by Ramona. Galadria and Sky Kingdom Villagers, voiced by Monica Arosova. Thanks for playing Eric the Cleric.
Well, we get the voice cast, and then if you press enter, now this is the strange part, because we are back in the, well, you start back in the boss room, and then you go through a portal, and you go, and you're back in, the, whatchamacallit, in Galadria. Duh.
Door. Stone wall. Ice wall. Stone wall.
As I'm sure you can guess.
Ice wall. Ice wall.
This isn't really the true ending, and I don't know why I'm showing going back here, but...
Stone wall.
Maybe I'm not going the right way.
Ice wall. Ice wall.
There we go. There's the last door. Well, not the last door, but, you know.
Door. Stone wall. Ladder. Stone wall.
Okay, let's...
Stone wall. Ladder. Door.
And we're back in the caves, of course.
Stone platform. Pine tree.
Oops.
Stone wall.
There we go.
Stone wall. Door. Bed. Your progress is now saved. Scout is the hero.
Well, so we've defeated the final boss, and we've retrieved the final artifact. What will our true reward be? Well, find out next time.
Stop recording.